Hey, happy Saturday afternoon. This is the Psychic Spectrum Radio Show. I'm Skip.
And I'm Sharon, the Princess of Chocolate Sparkles and everything pink today. And it's hat day.
And Saturday is hat day.
Saturday is hat day.
And we're coming to you in 3D, but being presented as 2D on video where you can watch us. So if you're listening and you want to watch and listen, you can go to Facebook to the Psychic Spectrum page. You can go to YouTube where Psychic Spectrum Radio, and you can also go to 1150kknw.com and click on the watch or the listen button. So those are different ways. And then if you're on those Facebook and YouTube, and also on Periscope on Psychic Spectrum Radio, you can type in your questions, comments, whatever you want to say, or just say hi to us or nothing at all. And you can still watch or listen to the show there. So
I look forward to that, actually. I love that.
It's fun having people come in and say hi and ask questions and comments. Mm-hmm. We have a special guest for you today who's going to come on in the second segment of our show. And his name is Phil, and his wife's name is Sheila. And Phil and Sheila produce CBD oil. And we're going to talk about CBD oil, the benefits of it, what it can be used for. I'm going to give some accounts of our own findings for it. And we're also going to give accounts for some of the people that have been on it that we know that we've referred to, Phil. And trust us, it's all about better health or better living. And
we're not doctors. We can't prescribe. We're just doing what we have experienced and passing it on.
It's all about health and better living. So that's what it's for. So just it's just something that you can take as a supplement that can help you with some or actually quite a few of the problems that you have. So anyhow, today is the 18th of September. And what does that add up numerologically?
Well, that comes out to a five.
A five.
A five, all about change, stress, a lot, like juggling a lot of balls in the air, travel, doing a lot of things at once, and kind of like that storm we had last night, you know, it's just chaos.
Oh, yeah.
But you learn to handle it well. I mean, it's because, you know, jugglers know how to keep all those balls in the air.
Yeah.
And so if that's what you're learning or experiencing today, and that's what we're all going to be handling today.
And Steve joined us.
And if you have a birthday today, your personal year will be a five.
Thought you were done there.
I'm sorry.
To personal year is a five, so being doing that for the rest of the year.
Happy National Cheeseburger Day. today's Steve Duffy's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Vi.
Not him, his mother's. His mother's.
Yeah, Vi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Vi
Which
Duffy.
Is someone that you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Steve and I grew up together. He's down in California in Los Angeles. Debbie's in La Quinta, California, near Palm Springs.
I wonder if she's at IHOP.
No, probably not. But the first two people to join in today online is from California. Imagine
That's
that.
True.
We're all the way up here in Washington.
She's not. Is she in California?
Palm Springs.
Is that in California? By George, it is.
Okay.
Well, see, back when I went to school, the map was just made out of, you know, animal skin, so it was hard to tell, you know, what state was where and what it really looked like.
No IHOP today, she says.
No.
But that's cool. Say hi, jump in there, you guys that are online with us. Say hi to us and ask your questions.
I think they should have named that WeHop.
Why?
Well, because everybody hops when they go to IHOP, so it's WeHop.
Yeah, I'm curious. How did IHOP get its name?
I don't know.
International House of Pancakes. Ah, IHOP.
Oh.
IHOP.
True.
We hop, IHOP,
we all
hop. All right, so we've got through the numerology. What is your stone for today? So we can get to our guests and some other segments.
Well, can I do my highs first?
Sure, yeah, okay. Say hello.
I mean, I have a rhythm, you know. I like to say hi to Jill, to Tom, to Tony, to Dee Dee, to Mary, wherever you are. Pam, Peggy, JM, hope you enjoyed that, Crystal, JM. It sounds like you did. Carol, Donna, Northeast, West, and South, all our peeps. And Edith and all the other people, Marcy, my goodness, Renee, all the people I cannot think of at the top of my head that have cordially and loyally been with us.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you. Hope they're having a good 5 day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So we really appreciate you guys listening and being part of the Psychic Spectrums family. Mm-hmm. Crystal says hi from all the way over there in Eastern Washington. And Jeannie says hi, Gig Harbor. And Duffy, so her. I didn't know,
Peggy.
Steve. I didn't know your mom's name was Mamie Violet. I thought Violet was her first name. Interesting.
I'll be darned.
And then
and Amy's on.
Amy's on saying Jeannie's
hi. Amy's on. Yeah. Cat day. Happy cat day. Uh-huh. Just see the one on Facebook. I had this cat which scrunched in this box and it said it comes fully assembled. I thought that was cute.
Oh, I get it. Fully assembled.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Crystal, hi. Okay.
You know, let's talk about your stone of the day. Okay, I want to get to your jokes before we go to our guest today for the CBD oil.
You're on a mission.
I'm on a mission.
Okay, well, today I thought I'd talk about hematite.
Okay.
Because it's a 5-day and we're all like, you know, out there. So hematite will help ground you. It's one of the most effective stones for grounding, actually, and it counteracts confusion and supports pragmatic action to pursue your highest goals.
Oh.
So it kind of calms you down so you can think of things realistically and in order and get things done.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hematite. I always thought I actually had a ring when I think I still have the ring somewhere when I was a kid. It's made of, he had a hematite stone in it.
Yeah.
Tina's on,
so
says
hi.
For you? I don't know. I never paid attention at that time. Tina's on, says hi. Patty says hi. Hi. Yes, we do have
JM's
power.
On.
Ava is in Texas, says hi.
Okay.
And SRS 4859 survived the windstorm and the good heavy rains. A good soaking helped the drought.
Yes, it really helped the grass and flowers. And
yeah. And as you said, JM. Mm-hmm. She loves her angel aura crystal that she got from us.
I love those crystals. They're gorgeous.
Yeah. And Karen is on. And wait a second. What is this? Okay. Never mind. Sorry. Karen says, she has got a question. When will my new dog and I find each other? I've been looking and waiting for a while and miss having a pup around. We love border collies and our last two were exceptional.
Border collies are beautiful dogs.
Sometimes God gives everybody free will and free choice, and sometimes you just need to get on the stick and do something. And that's my psychic hit, is as soon as you start looking, you will find the path to this dog. You're way overdue.
I think it's strange because what I'm feeling is just kind of like she's looking too hard. She needs to just open up, take the blinders off, and wait for that dog to appear.
Yeah,
because it's there. She's just not seeing it.
I agree.
Yeah.
Hey, my sister Sylvia is on here. Howdy, howdy. Okay, we did the numerology. Yes, we did the stone. What's your affirmation for today?
Oh, it's cool. It's short but good.
Okay.
Be a good person, but don't waste time proving it.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. We always say, if you do things for the right reasons for people and everything, you do not have to explain it. You do not. You do not have to explain it, justify, or defend.
That's right.
And if people don't like that or can't accept it, say la vie.
You know you did the right thing for the right reason, and you didn't do it to hurt anybody or the universe, so you don't have to try to prove it.
Yes.
But now you made me hungry for a donut.
Well, we got some pastry out there that Edith brought us last night.
Yeah, that's true, but that's not a donut.
But anyhow.
But it was good.
Yeah.
It's very good, yeah. So, I'm going to have to go get a donut now. Not right this minute, but maybe after the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Kathleen says, I am a Texan by birth, but living, working, and watching you from Hungary, where it is 10 p.m.
No kidding. Hungry.
Yeah.
There's my donut again. I'm hungry. Wow. Well, thank you.
That's cool. That's all the way from Hungary.
Well, tell those Hungarians to tune up their radios and tune in.
Now you're really making her hungry. Pun intended.
Oh, and Michael's on. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael and Jeannie. Love donuts.
She says she loves nuts.
Donuts.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Esther says, have you ever watched the documentary on the giant crystal caves? We had that lady the first lady ever admitted into those things.
Yes.
We had her come and speak at our psychic showcase.
And get this. She had a website that was called
crystalsnow.com.
The crystal, for a long time, Skip would go Crystal Snow.
Crystal Snow. If you write it all together, it's crystalsnow.com. It means crystalsnow.com.
Yeah, but so, it was so funny because we just, I went, huh?
Yeah, and those things.
Crystalsnow.com.
Yeah. Those things are actually really cool. She brought pictures of her in there with the guys, the miners, and I mean, it was just awesome.
And it's amazing how hot it is in there.
Yeah,
that you can't stay very long, you know, and you got to wear your special suits. And it's kind of scary, but cool.
Yeah. And, it was actually what the cool part of it was she brought some of the crystals with her. Uh-huh. They were good sized ones. But anyhow, that they were.
But she had a slideshow that she presented. Yes. That's how old we are.
And she talked to us about it, the group. And
yeah, it was beautiful.
Explained it.
It was beautiful.
Okay, we have to stop right here with all these things, and we need to go into Sharon's segment of the week.
Oh, okay.
So let's do that, Nathan.
It's time for Sharon's Joke of the Week.
Well, I went to the dentist the other day. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to the dentist. He told me I needed a crown, and I went like, yeah, right? I mean, I am a princess.
Yeah.
Woo. Just shows that I'm getting out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you hear about the race of the two silkworms?
The race of the two silkworms? No.
Yeah. They were neck and neck, but they ended up in a tie.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Silk
yeah,
tie. Yeah. Get it?
Okay.
Where's the crickets?
They're there. Trust me. I'm hearing them.
Yeah. There you go. The race, you know. Never mind. Anyway, so this was, you know, I am definitely one of these people that like to put out their news that's worthy. And so I want everyone to know that John Travolta was hospitalized for suspected COVID-19, but doctors now confirmed that it was only Saturday night fever, assured everyone that he's going to be staying alive, and apparently he had chills that were multiplying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Is that it?
You want one more?
No, but I guess I'm going to get it.
All right. A dung beetle. D-U-N-G. A
dung beetle.
Uh-huh. Walks into a bar and says, "Is the stool taken?"
Oh. I like that one. That was a good one. I like that.
That's it, kids.
Okay. That's it.
That's it.
All right. I want to prep you guys before we go to break. I want to tell you guys something. We have a guest that's going to come on in the second segment of the show, and then we'll get back to taking your comments, questions, and things online here. And if you want to call in, if you're calling in to talk to our guest for this next segment, the number is 888-298-5569. And if you want to call in and have us answer a question, we can do that after this next segment. So again, 888-298-5569, 425-373-5527.
I do like SRS's answer, bada bing, bada boom. Mm-hmm. She gets me.
But our guest is Phil Gonzalez. Phil and Sheila have developed and created and distribute CBD oil. And we were connected with them through a mutual friend. And I was very skeptic, and I started taking the CBD oil, and I had great results. So we referred a lot of people to Phil and Sheila, and over the years, their product is phenomenal. They have it in oils, face cream, skin cream, and
lotion,
much more,
incense, yeah. Candles.
So we will go ahead and do this now. Let's take a break now, Nathan, and we will come back. We're going to cut early into this segment, a couple of minutes, and we'll get Phil online with us.
My head was in Moldavite mode. They don't have incense and candles.
No, I knew you were thinking of Moldavite. But listen, this is the Psychic Spectrum Radio. Stay tuned. We'll come back with Phil Gonzalez, our CBD producer and distributor,
and his wife.
And we'll get some more information out to you guys. So stay tuned.
Hello, everybody. This is Kissel. Have you heard about the Psychic Showcase? It's a free event and it's online, so you never have to leave home. It's a weekly event that happens every Wednesday evening, and it has everyone talking. Oh my God, these people are pretty good. You should try them out, because you'll laugh and you're going to be amazed by them too. There's free readings and your questions get answered. Plus, you can get to learn about the metaphysical and the paranormal stuff, which is pretty good. Every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m., just find the Psychic Spectrum on Facebook. It's a lot of fun, and tell them Kissel sent you.
Susan Bergstrom is a licensed agent in Washington and Oregon, and she helps people who are readying for retirement or are already in retirement. Social Security is tough enough to deal with. Then there's Medicare, financial planning, and more. Take the burden out of the equations and let Susan Bergstrom sort it all out for you. Susan helps narrow down your choices to one that's suitable to your specific personal health and financial needs. This includes Advantage plans, supplements, and prescription drug plans. Part D. Seniors can rely on Susan to help obtain financial security through many programs and help protect seniors from market downturns. Susan also assists with long-term care, an area that many people do not plan for in retirement. Planning now can protect your assets and dignity in your later years. She's part of the Medicare Exchange, located in Tacoma and Linwood, and consultations are free. Call Susan Bergstrom now at 253-318-9379. That's 253-318-9379, or email sbergstrom@americanseniorbenefits.com.
Hey, it's Joe here, and I'm here to tell you about the Psychic Spectrum's Talking to the Other Side event. It's a live online event that you are a part of. Is someone waiting to speak with you from the other side? Are you trying to reconnect with them? If so, you have the ability right now with the Psychic Spectrum's mediums, Sharon and Skip Lange. On the first Saturday of each month, Skip and Sharon make themselves available for up to 4 hours talking with those who have passed on. You receive messages through Sharon and Skip, as they will also tell you things that they psychically pick up about you. It's like a mini psychic reading. Their messages are often based upon the energy that the audience brings with them. It assists Sharon and Skip in transmitting messages of love, memories, and thoughts, along with evidential details that you can recognize. And this helps prove their existence and love for you never dies. You may come or go at any time during this online event. It starts at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Admission is just $20, and you can purchase your ticket at www.psychicspectrum.com.
Going against the grain has never been this much fun. Alternative Talk 1150.
Well, every time I hear that commercial about going against the grain, I think of my favorite song.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Got to get out of the wheat field, Nelly. We're going against the grain.
Going against the grain. So, welcome back to the Psychic Spectrum Radio Show. We've got a guest coming up for you that can help you. Their product, at least, can help you. And I want to introduce him now. So let's bring him into the show, Nathan. Hi, Phil. How are you?
Good afternoon, Skip and Sharon.
Hey, this is Phil.
Oh, he's looking good, isn't he?
This is Phil. He's a good friend of ours, him and his wife, Sheila. And Phil created and developed and still develops and processes a CBD oil product. And I've got to say, being a person who takes it every day, the product's phenomenal. It's better, and I'll tell you why in a few minutes, it's better than anything you will find in the pot shops or wherever it's sold online or anything like that.
That's your opinion.
It's my experience. My experience.
I totally agree with it, but so, I mean, that's your opinion.
So, Phil, can you give our audience just a quick, brief listen on how you got into this product?
Well, the reason I got into this product is because my wife acquired stage 4 cancer, and it had metastasized on her liver and her brain. What I did is I created the product. I studied a lot, created the product, and she allowed me to test the product on her. So, she was still going to work. Between the surgeries, she was still going to work. She wanted to go to work. And I made products for her that helped her even when she had to have chemo. It helped her because it broke down her joints. So I had to give her something that was so she wouldn't hurt while she was working. And it did. It worked. There was many all the things that I created were for her, basically. The face cream, which the radiation made her eyes dark black around her eyes. So I created a face cream that just took it all off, and that's all she uses today, and her face is beautiful. A lot of folks use my face cream, and their skin, they call it anti-aging cream. That's what they told me, because it helps the wrinkles and everything else, all made with all natural products. So a lot of things I did were for my wife, and like I said, she allowed me to test these products on her, so I was able to make the strength strong enough to help her. And that's important, because a lot of times when you get CBD or you get topicals, they don't have a lot of strength. So I made these very concentrated with, you know, a lot of product, so it would work. I didn't make things so they don't work. So and that's the number one that people would like to know, whether your stuff really works. And for me, I don't want to give somebody something that is not going to work. It's my reputation on the line. I'm here to help people. I do this personally. So if a person calls me and say, you know, I'm having this challenge and I need a consultation from you, I will consult with them as long as it takes so I can understand them. Mm-hmm. And that way I can direct them to the right CBD or the right product.
And the consultation is free, right?
Oh, yeah. Consultation is free.
You don't charge for that. Yeah, go out and talk to them.
Even the fact if I give them education, because education is key with this. Mm-hmm. The person calls, I have had many people call me up and ask me about what would they take, this and that, just so they can understand CBD and how it works, because it works differently. Even though we have the same kind of bodies, but it works differently on people. But the good thing about it, for most people, it works the same. I would say 100% out of 100%, only 1% maybe doesn't work. Okay. But most folks, it works with. We just have to figure out it's a medicine. So we have what dose of medicine that you need, what level of medicine that you need. It's just like you going to a doctor and they're giving you a pill and they say, well, we're going to give you, start you off with 5 milligrams, or we're going to boost you up to 15 milligrams. It's the same concept. Okay. The only thing is,
it's a plant-based medicine.
Right.
You could say that.
Plant-based. No chemicals,
no pesticides or anything. It's grown all natural fertilizers like fish, bananas, strawberries for potassium and things like that. So there's nothing that bad in the plant, and nothing goes bad in the body.
Right. Right. Now I got to explain to our audience, Phil, we're having a little bit of trouble with your microphone popping. But if you have another mic as an option, maybe. If not, that's fine. We understand. But
we can hear him, though.
We can hear you. Yeah. So I guess we'll live with this. We'll make this work.
I'll stand back a little bit. Maybe that will help.
It actually helps just a little bit, but this popping's still there, but we can hear you better.
Okay. Okay. That's okay. We can hear.
Okay. So let's get back to your product now. You grow. First of all, I want to say to people that there is no THC, there's a trace of THC, and you don't experience the high. Okay, so it's there. And again, it's probably going to show up, or it could show up in a drug test if you happen to have to take one from time to time for work, or if you're ever subjected to one. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, can you say that again? I was looking at the screen.
Oh, yeah, the THC that's in it. It's not, yes. There's not enough of it that you're going to get high. You're just going to possibly show a trace of it if you ever had to take a drug test.
Yes, but the reason why it doesn't make you high, because it's the way that it's made and processed.
Okay. Right.
It's processed just for medicinal reasons, not for any type of other activities.
Yeah. So you grow your own strain of marijuana. You process this yourself. You've developed your own process. You've developed your own strain, and you process it, and you created the products that you put it in. Now tell me, what is the CBD? Oh, actually, I shouldn't say that. Well, I should say a different way. What different products do you use the CBD in? What have you made that is out there for people?
Well, I make face creams. I make what I call day creams. I make night creams for folks. I make dog tinctures that have been great with animals that were sick or they. I've had to take dogs to the vet and pay thousands of dollars. And they came to me and they bought a bottle that cost under $100. And it helped their pet more than the medicines or more than the doctor did, you know, after they took the x-rays and everything like that.
You brought something up. I want to stop you there for a second. You brought something up that you said the drops, okay. And I want to make sure that people understand this. After when I met you, I was very skeptical the very first night. And you gave me a sample of something to put up your cream that topical that I put on a sore spot on my neck that had been bugging me for months. And I put this on there, and within a minute, that it was going away. The pain was going away. And I thought, looked at my wife and I said, I want some of this. And so we got a bottle from you that night. But I was amazed that all I had to take was two drops under the tongue in the morning. And then for the first week, I took another two drops at night. Two drops from an eyedropper. That's all it was. Now,
that's how concentrated it is.
I went, and I've told you this before, but I want our listeners to hear this. I went out after that, and I checked this out myself because I wanted to see, is Phil stealing and ripping people off, or are the other people ripping people off? Who's doing what? So I went to different pot shops and in the Seattle Tacoma area, and I asked them. I says, "What do you sell? How much is it? And how long does a box of whatever I buy last?" Okay, the average price was $75. It lasted maybe a week and a half to 2 weeks, they told me, and I found out that from talking to other people that it really didn't do much for them because it was so diluted. And your product is so concentrated and pure enough or clean enough that there's no real side effects for 99% of the people. Some of the people have found that maybe they're allergic to it. To the CBD, and so they couldn't take it, to the THC. So that's fine, 1% of how many. But we've referred so many people to you, that people who had stage 4 cancer themselves, brain cancer and breast cancer, or lung cancer, I mean, people that have aches and pains, people that have internal and digestive problems. Pardon me?
People who had pancreatic cancer.
Pancreatic cancer, that's true. And
it's good for everything. There's people that had really hyper children that it calmed down. There's people that had epilepsy. I mean, MS, the pains and the problems that those kind of diseases form. I mean, it works on a lot of things, but you have to remember, not everything works on everybody.
You know, one thing I want to say is the number one thing is quality of life.
Right.
Quality of life. A lot of times people have pain, and the secondary effect is anxiety. So you don't treat the anxiety, you treat the pain. Once the pain goes away, you lose the anxiety. And that's usually what happens. I want to tell you, Skip, about a story about a young kid. He was 6 years old. I'm not going to say his name.
Yeah.
But I started helping him in 2019. His mother, from the show, this came from the show, came from the Midwest, and the mother called me and said her son had leukemia. Okay, he was 6 years old. What happened was he was taking chemo, but he was having a lot of side effects. He could eat, just many different problems. I recommended to him a CBD for his size and his age. Okay, so 2 months ago, I got a call from his mother. his cancer is gone.
Oh,
wow. And he's 8 years old now. His cancer is completely gone.
Nice.
And I can just tell you, you know, we went, you know, they would get their supply and the young lad would take it. And he was doing good, with even with the chemo. He was doing good. He wasn't having the side effects. Another particular case I want to tell you about, and I'll tell you about this other case. A lady, she is 75 years old. She had jaw cancer. There was a lot of pain when she had movement of eating or anything like that. And this was about 2 months ago. She started using the CBD. Her pain was gone. Up to date, the bad blood cells are disappearing, because that's what happens when you have, and I just want to say this, when you have THC in the product, it's actually a good thing. It helps balance out the body.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of studies, you'll find them from Israel and Canada start to study, but they're it's phenomenal what they're learning about the terpenes in cannabis. There's you know, you have CBDN, which targets anxiety. You have CBDG, which targets pain. There's many different terpenes, but they're unfortunately we're not studying it as far as the United States, but other countries are.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna go backwards for just a second here. You do make products for dogs, okay?
Yes.
And you did this because your dogs needed it, so you did some developing, and you came up with something, and you see a difference in your dog. And after I saw your dog, I saw a difference in what I would think that kind of dog that age probably shouldn't be doing those kind of things, but was acting like really spry. But here's the thing. We have a lady that's joining us online. Her name's Beverly, and she's in California. She says she has Great Danes, and her Great Dane, one of them has arthritis in the hips and back. She's 10 and a half. But would Phil's product help her? I'm dosing 150 milligrams gabapentin daily now, which helps, but makes her so tired. So answer that one for her.
Yes, it would easily help the dogs. The reason why I made this product, everything's for a reason why I developed the product. Being that my wife had stage 4 cancer, it was important that everything was clean. And dogs had to be, I send the dogs to the kennel once a month to make sure they were cleaned and everything. So the environment around my wife was a clean environment. What happened was they came back from the kennel one time and they were hacking. They were just coughing crazy. And I thought about it. I said, oh, wow, this is going to be about a $300 visit to the doctor, to the vet. Mm-hmm. And then I said, you know what? CBD helps humans and dogs have some of the same characteristics. So I developed a CBD for dogs, and within 2 days, that hacking was gone. And I give them one drop a day, just one drop a day. And I have a dog 15 years old that is funky as when she was 5. It's amazing. It's really amazing the things that I have seen with CBD and when you get CBD product that really works.
Yeah.
And now, Phil, I got to stop you for a second, because we have a lady named Renee who is in Seattle, and she's on the phone with us. So Renee has a question for you. Okay. So Renee, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Thank you.
Hi. You're welcome.
I don't have back pain anymore. It's radicular pain. It goes down the outer side of my side to my knee, and I've had it for 3 years. And I've tried other brands of CBD, and I've tried, you name it, acupuncture, chiropractic, and nothing has helped. Would this help?
What I would say to you is this. I tell everyone this. If you have been working with Western medicine, I know you have had other CBDs, and nothing helps, it's worth it to try my product. Like I said, there's, I only know of like 1% of the folks that have used the product because that it doesn't work with, because of maybe allergies or maybe something why they can't take it. But most folks that take my product, it usually works to some degree. The fact is that we have to understand your body. You have to understand everything that's going on with your body, and that's what I consult with you for, so that I have acknowledged everything, so I can throw everything into the equation and then figure out the level that you need to take and how many drops you should take. And that's a starting point, because you're going to learn how to take CBD, at least my CBD, because it's concentrated. You'll learn how to take that product.
Okay. Do you sell your product in stores or?
No, I only do this personally.
Okay.
I'm only so when my wife hasn't had cancer since 2016, and the first thing that she said to me is, you got to share this with people. I said, I didn't make this really to make money. I made this to help you. Okay. So I said, I would share it, but I'm only going to share it with people who reach out to me and ask for help, because then I know they're serious about their health.
Okay.
Phil, I got several questions for you, but I want to say something for Renee before I let her go.
Okay.
Renee, you know, during the lockdown, we all got kind of disconnected from other people. Okay.
Yeah.
And almost all of us just stopped connecting. And I lost connection with Phil. And so I wasn't taking CBD oil for a while. And I have arthritis, and my hip pain was terrible. I mean, to the point where I went to the Seattle Pain Clinic at Virginia Mason, and I got shots and everything else in my spine, next to my spine. But I ran into Phil. I don't remember how we connected. Not very long ago, we had dinner with Phil and Sheila to say hi again. And Phil said, I'm going to get you on this stuff. He gave me a bottle of the CBD oil. And I have to tell you, it's very manageable now. And it's not completely gone, but it's almost gone.
And the shots, did they help?
The shots were temporary.
Yeah, they only last very short, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm telling you that, yes, I have some discomfort, but I can at least do a lot of the things that I couldn't do before. Uh-huh. And I'm telling you, seriously consider it, okay?
What's
and
then, your website? Website?
Well,
do we have a website, Phil?
No, we How don't can people have a website. You have a telephone number, you can call me, and I will speak with you and consult with you on your particular challenge.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want us to have?
You could post my number, Skip.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, they're not here.
I'm sorry.
Seems like we just lost Skip and Sharon's connection briefly there.
Do you need my number?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's 253.
Okay.
297.
All right.
7074.
7074. Okay, great. Thanks, Phil.
And I think we got Skip and Sharon back now.
Okay.
Yeah, we lost our connection there for a second. Good. I'm glad you got that out.
Yeah.
So, okay, Renee, consider that. Give Phil a call and talk to him in private, and you can do more, and he can help you better, okay?
And Beverly's also wanting to know if the dog product is liquid. Yes, it is. It's liquid. It comes in with the eyedropper.
Yes.
You just drop it. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Renee.
And, you know, let me put out there, too, so people know that, you know, I am in that 1%. I can't take it because I'm allergic to THC.
She's
but I have
allergic.
Allergies to the world.
Yeah.
And so when I was on it, I loved it. My back did not hurt at all. But then, you know, my body said, forget it. So, but I still love the product. I still believe in it. And it definitely has helped Skip with his arthritis. I mean, he bowls now. He couldn't even hold a hammer
a couple years ago. And Patty says that she loves the lotion because it's immediate pain relief, the topical that you put on.
Yeah.
And it really is. I've done it. I mean, I've experienced it. So,
Skip, I just want to remind you of when you first met me. Remember, your finger could not bend back?
Yeah.
I put the topical oil when I met you on it. And within minutes, you hadn't bent this finger back in I don't know how long.
Fingers or thumb? I can't remember.
Thumb, yeah.
Thumb.
I couldn't hold a hammer. I couldn't hold a screw gun anymore because of the arthritis. And I bowl now. I mean, look, it's like.
However, it did not improve his bowling.
Yeah, it didn't improve my bowling. You got to work on that formula.
Yeah.
So, hey, Beverly says she wants the phone numbers again. Okay, Beverly, get ready. It's 253-297-7074. Okay. And his name is Philip, Phil. Okay. Tell us again. Let's finish this up. You have the drops. Okay. And it's a small bottle. And it's with an eyedropper, literally four drops is what I take every day. But I'm in a kind of an extreme case.
It starts with two drops.
Yeah, it starts with two generally.
And it's level two. And then you go from there, you know, level one, level two.
Yeah.
And each level is more concentrated.
So, but you have the lotions, the face cream, the dog products. And I know you at one time were thinking about getting into some gummies. Did you ever get that part?
I didn't get into the gummies, but my latest product is going to be a CBD wine.
Oh, hey, that's cool.
There you go.
That's pretty cool. So you can.
It's not yet, but down the line, that's what I'm looking at.
So you can be happy while you're healthy.
And I would like to point out, darn, I still can't even enjoy the wine. But anyway, I would like to point out that most people, and I've heard Phil say this, most people are on level two. They don't have to go to the extreme high levels.
Yeah.
It's amazing how just level two or level one even can get you feeling good again and be able to get out and move and walk. And
let's talk about the levels real quick, Phil. So like you go from level one up to level six, and you've actually done more than that if somebody needs it.
Right. But
extreme cases, level six, cancer, stage four. You know, can you explain that kind of thing about the levels?
Okay, I do have a card now that I developed that actually talks about what level you should be taking if you have certain types of pain.
Oh, cool.
Severity of pain, what kind of pain. If you have cancer, what do you start off with? For instance, if a person, I've been given scenarios where a person called me and said, the doctor said I had 5 months to live.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now they would take a little bit higher level so it can get into their body, start working with them. But I've had people who are living 2.5 years later, you know, but the levels basically are pretty simple. And if you have something simple and it doesn't ache that much, but it does ache, you would take a level one. If you have arthritis and it's not so severe, but it bothers you every day and it stiffens your fingers and things like that, you would probably take a level two. You'd probably take two drops a day. A bottle contains 250 drops. So a bottle normally lasts a person about three and a half months.
Yeah.
Maybe even four.
I mean, look at it, $100. That's only $30-some a month. You know, you might, coffee costs more than that in a month.
I have not changed my prices since I started because I don't plan to. As long as I can produce it and make it, I want it reasonable for folks to be able to take care of their pain.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. And you know, if you
that's
think
why we
about
know.
It,
he's coming from the right place.
That's right. What I did, when I went to the different pot shops and checked out CBD oil, $75 for a week and a half. I can spend $100 on a bottle from you, and it can last
3 months.
3 months, and possibly even more.
And concentrated.
It's concentrated, and I get results. A lot of the people I talk to say, "I feel something,"
and
but
you know.
Not,
it doesn't take a month to feel the results.
No.
How long does it do people usually say that they feel a difference, Phil?
Usually the average is about 1 week to 2 weeks. But some people.
I was going to say, it didn't take me that long. It took me a couple of 3 days.
Yeah,
it
me too.
In days.
Yeah. I really I'm really ticked. I can't take it. You got to come up with something that doesn't have the THC, because that's what I'm allergic to.
I'm working on it.
Okay, I'll hold on.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe it's the process. I don't know how you get THC out of something. Maybe you can. I don't know, but I'll give it a try. I'll be your guinea pig.
Heck yeah. Okay, listen, Phil, we would love, we could sit here and do this the whole hour and an hour after that, hour after that. Phil is going to be joining us once more on Tuesday. And he's going to be taking calls from people and comments online. You've got a lot of people interested here, but the number is 253-297-7074. One more time, 253-297-7074. Call Phil, talk to him about your CBD oil. The consultation is free.
And if they don't want to call, they can contact us on the webpage.
Yeah.
And we'll send your number and name to Phil and he can contact you.
Mm-hmm. Or you can send my email to them.
Oh,
I could.
Want to go ahead and give that out now? Or
give out the
you want us to send it?
Okay. The email is gman98387@hotmail.com.
Cool. Okay.
G-man.
But Phil, thank you for coming on and talking with us about this.
And we'll do this monthly or something. Let's try. Huh?
Yeah, we're going to try to do this more often now that everything's kind of coming back around to normal. Yeah. But we want to, one more time, 253-297-7074. Talk to Phil about CBD oil, what it can do for you, and the consultation's free.
And let us know when the wine's getting available.
Yes.
In fact, Skip, even if they just want the education behind it, I'm okay with that because I believe that there's a lot of people in pain and we can give them some education that will, you know, guide them to what really they should be using, you know.
Good point.
It's just like anything else out there. There's so many fallacies about something. It's good to hear somebody that can tell you the truth.
Yes.
You know, and can back it up by facts and actually know how it's processed.
And real quick, very quick, Patty says, will my pain relief lotion work as a face cream? No. I know that, right, Phil?
No.
For pain relief. Now, I can customize.
That's right. You can.
Mm-hmm.
I can customize a face cream. So if you have pain on your face, I can customize it so it can be relief.
Mm-hmm.
And also work to help your wrinkles and your face be smooth.
Yeah, we've seen that. We've seen that. And it was proof with Sheila, your wife, too, how her skin is now.
There is some pain that Phil cannot get rid of, though. I have neck pain, and I put it on Skip, and he's still there.
Yeah. All right. Listen, guys, we got to run. We've got to take our next break. Phil, thank you for coming on with us.
Good to see you, my man.
And Phil, people have got the number. If they need the number, they can get a hold of us. But thanks for talking with us. We'll talk with you on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Say hi to Sheila.
I will.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. This is the Psychic Spectrum Radio Show. We will be right back. Okay.
Matt Shea is a local developing author who has written over 14 books and has many more in the works. He's greatly inspired by the writings of Andy Griffith, and Matt's books focus on the common folk that small towns are made of. Matt's newest book, The Meadowdale Community Project, is about how often precious items given as gifts are sometimes disregarded and pushed to the wayside, just like the needy people of our society. If you're a person who likes to read books in print, on your Kindle or tablet, or you're one who prefers audiobooks, then MattSheaBooks.net is for you. Matt has a fun website that is free, family-friendly audiobooks with some free stories and interviews thrown in. Check out Matt's website, download your free books, and see all of his books at MattSheaBooks.net. While you're there, shoot him an email. He promises to write you back. That's MattSheaBooks.net. Matt, M-A-T-T, Shea, S-H-E-A, Books.net.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss us tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a COVID-free day when we gathered and talked from the heart? Want to be part of the metaphysical again? Well, want no further. The Psychic Spectrum has all their events live and online. Go to PsychicSpectrum.com for the latest and hottest events in the metaphysical. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Skip and Sharon Langang, hosts of the Psychic Spectrum Radio Show, have been recognized as the Northwest's most prominent psychic couple and psychic mediums. Besides hosting the exciting Psychic Spectrum radio show on Tuesdays and Saturdays, they also offer the Psychic Showcase every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. on Facebook. And then there's the fascinating Speakers Bureau every Friday evening via Zoom. And as if that isn't enough, they also host their not-to-be-missed Talking to the Other Side event on the first Saturday every month via another Zoom broadcast. Join their live events all online, and if you decide you want to schedule a private psychic reading with them where every reading is recorded and emailed to you, you can do that on their website, which is super easy. So get started on their website where you can see all of their events. Just go to psychicspectrum.com. That's psychicspectrum.com.
Working hard to put a smile on your face. Alternative Talk 1150.
There we are. It's time for the rune card poll, but welcome back to the Psychic Spectrum radio show.
You just didn't want them to hear me say, come on back.
Yeah. We forgot to unmute the mic when we went to break. We had a great conversation with Phil.
And we'll have another one on Tuesday.
And we'll have another one. Yes. Yeah. So tune in on Tuesday at 1 o'clock on our Tuesday show. And we'll be back doing those things again. So you can find out more. No, those things. Oh. You can call or you can comment and we'll read the comments. You can answer them. You can call and ask questions. We're going to go do my rune card poll for today. That's going to set the theme, what you should expect between now and Tuesday's show at 1 o'clock, which I do. And
which you do? Well, I guess I'll just come along.
No, I mean the rune card poll I do. Oh, you are going to find that people are not going to be very personable.
What was the rune card?
It was the friendship card, but it was reversed.
Well, you didn't show us.
People are not going to be very friendly, not amenable. There's going to be some rubs with people, neighbors, friends, family. So maybe just kind of keep your mouth closed and go about doing things your way and other things that you want.
Why? Because aren't we like about 10 or 9 days away from Mercury retrograde?
Mercury retrograde's coming in.
Okay,
absolutely.
So now it's not going to be working, right?
So just,
I'm with Carla. I want to know where my rim shots were.
Yeah, we didn't hear rim shots.
Rim shot.
There we go. Yay. All right.
A little late, Nathan.
Real quick, questions that you guys have. We've got 2 minutes. We're going to fire these off as quick as we can.
Off.
Tina says, when will we be going to court to get my grandson? There feels like there's some movement on this in October, but I'm not so sure. There's a possibility you'll be going in November, but then again, I'm looking at February. So, but possibility that in October, there's some movement on things.
Something about news at Christmas. I don't know what that's about. I just heard news at
Christmas. News at
Christmas? Yeah.
Good news, hopefully.
Well, it doesn't feel bad.
No. JM says, all the way from Yakima, says, your white light arrived once again and my buddy rallied once more.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Thank you for your gift. I love you for it. It's not us. We just kind of use the energy of the universe.
Well, I did. And I asked him to send it.
Send it. Yeah. Yeah.
Good job.
She did.
Okay.
Let's see. It can only be in. Oh, yeah. The crystals.
Yeah. So keep on scrolling. I think there was another question down there. Right here. Shelly,
checking in on my mom that passed 6/29, hoping she is settling in. Thank you. Shelly, it would help if you would have included your mom's name, but I will say this, that yes, and there's something about the upper part of her mouth inside. I don't know. It's like whole again or complete. They're working better or the right way or something. I can't put it all together in this quick of a time.
She's out of pain.
But
that's the best part.
Yeah. But yes, exactly. Your mom is out of pain. Your mom is, I want to say, starting to reconnect with old family members, family members. Okay.
It's just what they do.
So settling in. Yeah. That's not the words I would use, but yeah, that kind of describes it.
Well, when you go over, it's like orientation. It's like going to school for the first time, you know, she's finding out where everything is and
yeah,
all that good stuff.
Yeah. Patty says she loves Phil's lotion. It's immediate pain.
Oh, it
really
is. Yeah. It really is.
The dog products. Where was that? Is it liquid? Yes. We've done that.
We did that. Cynthia, she's got COVID. Oh, I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
Just lay
that
back.
Sucks.
Take it easy. Don't push yourself.
Her mom's name is Dee.
Ah.
She says sing. I don't know what singing is about, but your mom says you need to sing, like maybe sing to her or sing for her.
Maybe Shelly sang and she needs to sing again.
Yeah. She had a partial.
Oh,
a partial for her.
In the mouth.
Mouth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Cool. All right. What's this comment say? 1 minute to go.
Oh.
We are at the 1 minute. We're actually done. We're kind of went over. So
well,
listen, this is the Psychic Spectrum Radio Show. Tune in again. On Tuesday at 1 or next Saturday back at noon, we'll be live with you. Our website is psychicspectrum.com. And as our theme song says,
what a wonderful world. Love you, Daddy.